Hi there. The word for you today is start where you are. In Luke 2 verse 40 we read of Christ, "The child grew and became strong." Where do we get our first clue that Jesus knows he's the Son of God? Answer, in the temple, when he was just 12 years old. His parents are 3 days into the return trip to Nazareth before they even notice he's missing. The temple is the last place they search, but it's the first place Jesus goes. By the time Joseph and Mary locate their son, he has confounded the most learned scholars in the temple. As a boy, Jesus already senses the call of God. But what does he do next? Recruit disciples and preach sermons? No. He goes back home and learns the family business. And that's what you should do. Before you attempt to do great things for God, go home. Love your family and take care of business. You say, "But I think I'm called to be a missionary." Good. Your first mission field is where you live. What makes you think you'll be believed by those who barely know you, if you're not credible to those who know you best? Charity begins at home. The psalmist wrote, Psalm 101 verse 2, the New Living Translation of the Bible, and I quote, "I will lead a life of integrity in my own home." For his first 30 years, Jesus' neighbors remembered him as a worker. Mark records it, Mark 6 and 3, they said, "He's just a carpenter." Jesus spent years developing a work ethic, sharpening his vocational skills and supporting his family. Matter of fact, Hebrews 2:17 records he had to enter into every detail of human life. So the question is, why did Jesus do it that way? So he would know how we feel. And so we'd be confident in going to him with our needs, knowing he's qualified and able to meet them. So the word for you today is, start where you are.